specials, because we do. The Old Jimmy Podcast. We blew it up.
Got him. I hit him. Down low. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of the Mulehorn Gaming Podcast. I got prime time. Woo! And you guys might notice I don't have my RGB lights in the background on because we got some taste testing to do tonight. So for the podcast, so I want to be able to really show off what we're doing here. Hey, but yes, this is the Mulehorn Gaming Podcast, episode 8, and we talk about pretty much everything. We engage with everyone in the live stream with us on Kick or YouTube. We just chat with you guys about gaming, live, whatever it would be that comes up in the chat. It's kind of like a fireside chill, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
The bros.
Yeah, just the bros. We see Interstellar in the chat. What's up, man? That's another great Kick streamer that we recently ran into that loves Jocko, I'm going to add. So, yeah, you got to get that Jocko go. So, beverage of the night, bro. I got to see what you got. You know what I'm bringing. So,
yes. As I put out the tweet, since you're finally drinking a mango, I had to up the ante, and I couldn't find the Irish Death that Full Trouble recommended, but I got the Dragon's Milk.
Ooh.
Oh, and it hold, is, hold that up again. 11% ABV.
Ooh.
Sir.
That looks so good.
I'm probably going to get a few more hairs on the beard tonight. It's a bourbon barrel aged stout.
Interesting.
Opening up with my bottle breacher 50 cal.
Oh, I love it, dude.
And dropping it in my Christmas story, you'll shoot your eye out.
That's awesome, dude. I love it.
Love it.
Oh, wow. I love it. So I got to see the pour once you get it. Yeah, there you go. Let's see this.
Oh,
that looks like, that looks like chocolate milk. Jeez.
This is going to be good.
Wow.
Frothy head.
That does look good, dude. That looks delicious.
Oh, my God.
Is it good?
Bro, it's stouty and delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel like I'm going to be feeling really good by the time this is over.
By the time the podcast. So Prime's got the dragon's breath. And I
dragon's milk, baby.
Dragon's milk. Yes. So some of you guys know I am a very Scotch Irish in my ancestry, I guess you could say. But I can say that I have never had a Guinness. Never. So we're gonna try it.
43 years later.
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. I've always been scared to try stouts. And
I mean, bro, if you past several years I've known you, you drink a lot of High Life, so I mean, I'm not surprised.
Dude, I used to drink IPAs and things like that, but dude, I felt like my teeth was gonna rot out. So
also true.
That smells pretty good. Smell.
That's what she said.
Ooh, and so I'm pouring this into it's a really cool brewing company out in New Mexico, in Red River, New Mexico, and it's called Red River Brewing Company.
Nice.
And so that's what I'm going to be pouring in. Let's see if I can get a good angle here for this for you guys.
Oh,
this is going to look good. This is going to look real good.
It's all about the angle of the dangle.
Dang, this looks like literally like chocolate milk, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. All right. Oh, I think it's not going to fit. It's not all going to fit in there. All right. We're going to let it sit for a second because it's supposed to breathe a little, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to breathe.
I personally like it at closer to room temperature, but you know, that's an acquired taste.
Yeah. So we'll
maybe some of the true Irish Scottish people would do that, but you know.
I've just never had like really good room temperature beer. Like
I hear you, man.
So
it's different. It's different.
It's just like, I mean, it smells good. I'm kind of nervous because I've never actually had a stout. So I'm just going to kind of smell it for a second. Okay, here we go. We're just going to jump right into it. We're going to try it.
Bank cards on the line.
That's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
That's like a, it's like drinking milk.
He is Irish. He is Irish.
It's like milk, dude. It's like, It's really thick, but it's like drinking milk. It's actually not that bad. It's almost like a little, almost chocolate, like chocolatey kind of taste.
You won't find yourself drinking more than one pint in a sitting, probably. But no, you'll enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah, I can definitely like taste it. It's not as hoppy as like an IPA or something like that, but man, it's not that bad.
Right?
It's got a strong aftertaste, but yeah, it's not bad. Wrong pipe. Woo.
Well, what I was mentioning about the Irish cream is you drop a shot of Bailey's in there before you start drinking it. Dude, ooh, that Bailey's mixed with that Guinness, it is so dang good.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be really, really good. Hey, and shout out to Interstellar with the Jocko Go. Yeah, baby. Let me know in the chat what your favorite flavor is. I'm trying to get affiliated with those guys. I don't know. I mean, it takes forever from what I hear. So we can hopefully get some codes and stuff like that. But hopefully we can get that at some point for you guys to listen to the podcast. But Prime, how you been, man?
Man, I've been good. I'm coming off a little bit of a staycation. My mom came down last Wednesday and had some half days. I mean, a full weekend. We had a blast hanging out with her and me and the kids, just showing her a good time. She left saying, I had the best time ever. I haven't laughed that much in a long time. I needed this. I'm like, yes.
That's, you know, awesome.
She's getting up in her age. She's by herself and she likes to get out and do what she can when she can do it. She had a few drinks one night and man, she got pretty tipsy. She got loosey goosey and we got blackmail pictures to prove it.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. So back to work. Just taking it easy, man. Just knocking stuff out. So hopefully I'll have a sort of a low key end of the month because some things are coming out that I really want to invest my time.
Oh, like some games? Like what game are you really looking at here?
You know, I'm Barbie's Adventures. Or Starfield, man. I mean, I'm kind of like ready to play the new big game that's got there. And
yeah.
Unlike you, I'm absorbing a lot of content to find out just as much as I can about it. And like, dude, there's going to be so much to do. It's going to be nuts.
I don't want to see anything. I want to go blind, man. I don't know.
And I'm the opposite, man. I hate with my limited time, I hate going through a game like halfway through it or about to finish it. And then I find out that there's multiple endings and there's a really good ending. And the path I'm on was not the best. I'm like, oh no. So
right,
I'd have to go in kind of sort of a guide of sorts without spoiling myself too much, but that's just my preferred taste.
Yeah. See, I just like, I think I've gotten the opposite where like, I feel like if I look, I'm going to find spoilers because the unfortunate side effect of my current job is the job I've had for like 2 years now is I'm always on social media. So I have to be careful because if I look that stuff up, the algorithm's going to throw out to me like, hey, you know, spoiler, here's you know, what happens at the end of whatever movie you're wanting to watch or, you know, so it's like, God, I got to be real careful. Like, so I just stay away from that because YouTube will do it too, man.
Yeah, well,
they'll like throw out like, here's the end of Flash. And you're like, well, I'm glad I saw that already. But
Same.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to go blind because I think Starfield, it's going to be really interesting. Didn't you have a stat?
Oh my gosh. So I was checking out some stats and the guy I got it from was a little more on the console warring side, pro Xbox, but he threw out some stats out there that were pretty interesting. Between Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, there's potential 49 million potential players. Then you have Game Pass, PC, and adding in now the cloud gaming that's with the Samsung TV, where console's not even required, which is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. 1.6 billion potential downloads for the game.
Dang. Obviously,
not everyone of those numbers is going to be filled with someone playing Starfield. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but the potential for it to be played on that many devices is insane.
Yeah, that's nuts. Xbox
knew exactly what they were doing buying Starfield.
Yeah.
Nuts. That,
man, it's like, that's going to be a lot of potential players because, I mean, you had the one argument always being that, you know, it's a console exclusive, so it's not going to be as big as like a PlayStation game or something like that. So it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, where this goes. So as far as...
Yeah, you know, a lot of the argument early on was like, oh, the viewer base can be cut in half because it's only on Xbox only. Yeah, that kind of got debunked pretty quick.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that I'm wondering how much you can make it like just combat, you know? Like just space pirating.
Well, if you could do Skyrim, and you can even do Fallout, pretty much sticking to the main story, combating along the way. From my understanding, Starfield can be the same way. You don't have to engage in every single side mission, every single event, every single ship that has potential to be looted or pirated. You don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
But the fact that option is there to give it an immense replayability or just tack on, you know, good 100 extra hours, that option is it's going to touch multiple fan bases, multiple categories of players in the fan base, which is, I mean, that's
awesome. So this is an interesting point Bossa brings up in chat, is that he says it won't top Baldur's Gate 3, which that game actually looks really, really good for an RPG. But man, I know we're in the same boat here, Prime, but the turn-based fighting,
I've tried it a couple times in my time, and the game looks amazing, beautiful. The amount of lines and speaking and cutscenes looks awesome. But I watched Sneak play it last night, and like it took him 30, 40 minutes just to get through one battle. After all said and done, I'm like, I can't do that. I mean,
yeah, I think what Boss is saying here as well is it probably speaks to a larger group of people that are just D&D fans, right? So they're used to like a slower pace type of game and things like that. So for them, spending, you know, 45 minutes just to clear one area is okay for them, right?
Yeah.
For us who play lots of different games, don't just do D&D, we feel like that would be like a slog, you know?
I think I could definitely get behind 100% what Boss is saying. If it wasn't turn-based, if it was just RPG like Dragon's Age, heck yeah, man, that thing would be blowing
up
out of the water. But I think a lot of people are going to find that as like, oh crap, you know, this is a bit not what I expected. But then I have seen some, they're like, hey, it's not as bad as I thought. So it really could go either way. But it is definitely two drastically different games.
It's just going to be interesting because like, I feel like, there is a very large and hardcore fan base for both Baldur's Gate and for like space sci-fi fantasy, right? Because that just pulls in, I mean, both Star Wars and Star Trek fans, Mass Effect fans, you know, all those people that like that type of genre. And then Baldur's Gate has a massive following because it's Baldur's Gate. Like it's been out forever. Yeah. D&D, you know, kind of being back in the forefront. You know,
I'll speak to what he said about Fallout 76. Fallout 76 pretty much, they tried something new and it flopped. It was more of an extension off what Fallout 4 was. But it's pretty much their only true flop of all the games they've launched over the years. And, you know, it's, I can't really... If I'm a Bethesda fan, like I can't really base, okay, well, this is going to be just like 76. I think they learned a lot from that. I hope they learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
It did put a bad stain on their overall reputation, but with Oblivion, Skyrim, and Fallout 4, which is pretty much what they're comparing it to, It's going to look, I think it's going to be playing in better light.
I think if Starfield is like Skyrim in space with large explosions, I will be a happy camper. Because like Skyrim was just enough of the like, oh, you have weapon degradation, but it's not like overtly bad. Where it's like Zelda, where you break your weapon after using it 5 or 6 times, you know. But like if it's like a space, like Mass Effect Skyrim vibe, then I think I'll like it. Because that kind of what Bossa and Fake are saying in the chat right now, live stream chat, is yeah, that was my big worry. If you guys go back and rewatch our reaction video on YouTube where we're watching the Xbox showcase, that was what I was saying, is if this is just Fallout 76 in space, it's a no-go for me. Because yeah. I'm not gonna play it, because I could not get into Fallout 76. Like I'm just not into post-apocalyptic type games, you know. So I don't know, it'll be interesting. There's gonna be a huge player base, though, a potential player base, we should say. So God, I can't believe they're actually gonna be able to play that on a freaking TV without a console.
Yeah, that's nuts, man. I mean, they have smart TVs now have gaming hubs. So if you can cloud game on Xbox, then you're good to go for any cloud gaming.
Wow. So they have like a little CPU in there or something, I guess.
Yeah, there's CPU, but it's all basically based off all the hardware on the server.
Yeah.
And it just basically beams it to your, you have to be really, I'm sure you have to have a really
good connection. Does it connect to the
Wi-Fi? Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you have a good Wi-Fi, I'm sure it's going to be exceptional. If you don't, you might have a different experience.
Yeah, I'm really wondering how it's gonna look, because like the one time I tried to play a shooter on cloud, I was like, nope, 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 nope.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Both brand new Samsung TV and a good internet, I'm sure it's doable.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have good internet, but I don't have a new TV like that by any means. Because we hardly ever use a TV.
Yeah.
We're all on our own devices.
Yeah. I mean, I hardly ever watch TV. I literally watch it on my PC, you know. Right. I pretty much use my PC for everything, because I can get 2K and 144 frames. I mean, yeah, yeah. It just feels good. So, yeah, Starfield. When is the official release date?
It is August, September 1st. But if you're in Central Time Zone, we're at like I think 8 or 9 o'clock. So we'll get it before midnight.
Is that the early release or is that the
That's early release. Okay. If you happen to be someone who takes vacations to certain countries, you get it a little bit early. I mean, all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I wish I had the cash to just purchase it, because that collector's edition, let me see if I can try to find a picture of that, dude.
It came back in stock for a while.
Yeah.
Not a few days ago.
Because that collector's edition, man, I want it just for the freaking watch. Like, the watch looks just
pretty legit.
Legit.
Let's see. I can give you the exact hour and minute that will be available for us. I have a countdown website for regular launch and early launch. Regular launch is for Central, 26 days, 2 hours, 38 minutes. For early release, 21 days, 2 hours, and 38 minutes. New Zealand, however, lucky them, 20 days. 10 hours.
Dang. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just look at that, dude. You get the Constellation skin pack, access to digital extras, and then that watch case and that watch, dude, that just looks fire. Yep. Like, and you still get a steel bookcase or a steel book, you know?
Yep.
Like, ooh, it looks
good. I almost get the physical, upgrade edition just for that steel case. I'm like, I don't know, but it does look pretty awesome though. The watch does look legit.
Yeah, it looks really, really. Oh my gosh, Bossa over here saying he's gonna upgrade so he can play early, dude. I'm gonna be so jelly, dude.
If he has Game Pass, it's just like $30 for the premium upgrade.
Really, $30 bucks?
Yeah.
So does that include PC Game Pass? I should look that up.
We should look into that for PC.
I'm going to go donate some plasma or something so I can do that.
Good old 806 days, bro.
I know, right? Like
I still have the college scars days in each elbow to prove it.
They're like, hey, are you a crackhead?
Right? Dad, what are those scars? Well, your dad did a lot of things in college. This one was a good one.
Right. Yeah, see, boss, I think you're removing all of your Destiny stuff, dude. Can we talk about Destiny?
I'll gush on a little bit.
Can we talk about Destiny and like how
there appears to be a mass exodus, at least from what I'm seeing on certain social circles and YouTube creators that I did not expect.
I don't like using the D word.
Which D word?
Dead. Not D's nuts.
D's nuts. Got him.
But I bought, impulsively, because you guys know me. I've played Destiny since the alpha days, right? Destiny 1 since the alpha days.
Yeah.
I impulsively bought Lightfall, and it just sucked. It sucked.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of pushed me over the edge where I was like, you know what? I gave it another whirl after I'd been not playing it for almost a year. Like, it was literally like 10 months the last time I played it. And I was just like, you know what? I think I'm done. Because everything is behind micros, dude. It's like, it's just, and there will always be the very hardcore fan base that plays it. But at some point, you're going to like milk that last drop of milk, you know?
Well, that's been the controversy as of late. The OG fan base is feeling left out from the direction they're making it. So that fan base is going to change. And those who probably maybe come back to later on with the new drops are like, it won't be the same game.
Do you think this is a way for them to try to push people off the game to Marathon?
I've heard that as well, that they're shifting their team and they're reallocating resources and just kind of not saying much about it. I kind of get it, but you got to be open about communication.
It makes sense. They only have maybe one or two community managers for such a massive game right now. And they were hiring a contract community manager for a year. So I know, cause I applied, but I don't know. It just makes me wonder, man.
I hear people saying, don't pre-order the new, whatever the new story is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh wow. It's actually getting that interesting.
Yeah.
Real quick. This is Tabasa. Speaking of collections, he may have already seen it, but,
Let's
Go Protocol autograph steel case for the developer and this bad boy, the electric baton replica from the game.
That is so freaking legit, bro.
Yeah. It's my Twitter luck, man. So, you know, it happened.
Prime time with the Twitter luck all the time. Yeah. Well, speaking of all those games, how about this? This is interesting. This is really interesting. Sorry, I pulled it off the screen. So Take-Two CEO stated that $50 is commercially accurate for Red Dead Redemption's port. So this is the first game, not the second game. He's talking about a port. How old is that game? I mean, that's an old game. It came out on the 360.
It's a 10-year-old game. And I have a meme for reference. You can see that one if you can pull it up in your DMs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, is it in my DMs?
It's in our DM.
Okay, got you. Let me pull it up real quick.
It'll give you some context actually to answer that question.
Is it on Twitter?
No, it's in Discord.
Oh.
RDM.
I can't find
Zelda.
It.
It's all right, hold on. Let's see if I can share it.
What I was gonna say though, that's hilarious to me is just how bad they got slayed. Look at this one right here. I don't know. Then why can't I buy Xbox versions I got on Xbox One X Enhanced Patch for $29?
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
If it wasn't for it already being able to get it at a better resolution, cheaper.
Yeah.
It would make sense, but they got busted on that one.
It's just that they're just getting killed in the comments, man. May 18th, 2010 is the guy does, like, that's when it came out. Like, really, bro? 13 years later, we're going to pay $50 for this game? I don't think so. Remake should be 30. Act like you're not republishing the same. See, that's the thing. Why is everybody so upset when Skyrim has done this like 5 times?
Right, right.
You know, so like I'm really curious.
Ah, here it is.
Oh yeah, here you go. Here you go. Yeah. Let's see this print time. But it just made me think, like, you know, Skyrim has done it. I don't know how many freaking times, dude. And it's like, no one batted an eye to pay like $60 or $50 for Skyrim. Skyrim on PC, Skyrim Enhanced, Game of the Year editions, all that stuff. Let's see this.
It's not. What the
heck? Only bought Skyrim time. Yet I think you can select a like window or entire screen.
I have everything like
in one screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We'll find it. Only bought Skyrim time one time. Only bought it one time. There it
is.
Really?
Okay, here it is. 3, 2, 1.
Let's show the people. I can't see it. It's blurry.
Really? as soon as I clicked it, it went away.
Oh, hold on. I found it. Hold on.
There it is. It's up now.
There you go. Here, let me get you a better.
All right.
Better version. Prime's is a little blurry here.
I'll stop sharing.
Look at that.
Oh, that's even worse. There we go.
Yep. It's like a $60 port for a 10-year-old game.
Oh, you're sweet.
$50 port for a 10-year-old game.
Hello, human resources.
Oh. I know, right? It's like, geez, man. I think I bought Skyrim probably, 3 times. Because I bought it for my 360. I bought it for my Xbox One, like the enhanced or whatever edition. And then I bought it on PC a long time ago. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. If it wasn't for it already being available at a better resolution, cheaper, then there wouldn't be a lot of drama out there. But someone didn't do enough due diligence.
See, and this is why we make fun of Servant, because he's never played Skyrim. How have you never played Skyrim and you love like single player experiences like that? Well, I get it because you mostly play PlayStation, so I get that. But just say it. $50 though for Red Dead Redemption, I don't know. I think that's It should have been like
25, maybe.
Yeah, 25, 30. Like, I think 30 or 35 they could have got away with pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know? But like $50 for a 13-year-old game, that's like re-releasing.
I mean, if it was just coming to Switch, because it just like the Zelda game, 10-year-old game, it would have been fine. But they had to throw on the console too, where you can get it cheaper and better. That's what they messed up.
Well, here's a great comparison. Mass Effect Legendary Edition, right? Where it's all three games, plus number one was enhanced, but they made the combat better, the mechanics better. Three games that they enhanced for $60. Yep. Bucks. Three.
That was well worth it.
Yes. And it's like for one game that doesn't have as much as Mass Effect does. I mean, Red Dead is a great game. Don't get me wrong. That I did finish that game. It was really good. But like for 3 for $60 compared to 1 for $60, I think
If it had the enhancements and the DLC, the zombie mode, it would might be worth it. But they didn't include that.
Well, and I think too, like, I think this is a problem that we're seeing in like the gaming world and business, and even like for community managers and developers, is a lot of these people that just aren't in the weeds, I guess you could say, or amongst the people, have just lost touch. Like, people are spending $250 for a week worth of groceries. They're not going to spend $60 on a 13-year-old game. Like, give them 30, 35, and it they wouldn't blink, you know?
It sounds like what's going on with a lot of, you know, PR managers in various companies. They're completely out of touch with their customer base, and it ends up biting them bad.
Yep. I mean, Bud Light or whatever, Bush or whatever. They're getting destroyed still.
They're selling off some of their product line now just to compensate. That's bad. Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing too. Like, I'll say, you know, because Servant is right. Everything costs money to make. Why are studios just remaking old games? Is it because they've lost their creativity? Is it because, like, why are you spending your resources and time on that? Have you lost your creativity? Have you lost the ability to tell a good story? Because, like, I feel like I'm going to get on tangent here, but I feel like I need to say it. Why can't we have good story anymore? Why does it always have to be tentpole, like tentpole storytelling, where it's a movie that's only going to focus on this cause and that cause, instead of telling a bigger picture story that gets everyone on the edge of their seat and involved, that anybody from any background can really relate to, because it's a classic tale of good versus evil or whatever it is, right? Whatever you want to make it be, whether it's a thriller or whatever. I just feel like it's just – they've kicked anybody – like I feel like they've kicked everybody out that has different ideas or different opinions. And so now you just lost all this creativity. And part of what makes things good and creative is the friction that's caused when people are thinking about these things, right? Because you may say, this would be fantastic. Someone comes in and like, dude, this is a joke. And because of that friction, it makes it better, right? So it's just, I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to get on a soapbox if I talk about it too long. But it's like all creativity has been lost.
Yeah. When you have a community and a group of people that have different ideas and can talk about different ideas back and forth in debate and still respect each other, you get good things that come from that. If it's all just lumped, one-sided, you're cutting out so much of potential customers because you think your idea is the idea and you have an agenda. It doesn't work.
Well, and Servant is correct, you know. It's safer. You know, it's just easy money to them, you know, and it's just, I guess that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you're right, Servant. I mean, look at all the movies, look at all the TV shows. I mean, the last Marvel show was god awful.
What was it again? Oh, Invasion Seat.
I forgot it. What was it? Yeah. It's like this. Dumb, but it's just I mean, so $50 for Red Dead. Sorry, full circle back to it. $50 for Red Dead. Chat, what do you guys think? Do you think that is well worth it? Would you pay $50 for a port of Red Dead Redemption? Not Red Dead 2, the OG.
None of the DLCs and none of the enhancements.
That's the thing too. None of the DLCs. Like, what are you... It sounds like, hey, we're just going to port this to pad our third quarter numbers or whatever, second quarter numbers. So you know, it's like,
that's probably what it's about. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we're going to pad our numbers here. But, like, look, make a good game that has cool story in it, and people will buy it. You know what a classic example of that is? GTA. That game will sell anything they put out because they told a really cool story. And people love it.
You know, can do practically anything else you want to in the game.
Yeah. But see, like, here's the thing.
Like Starfield.
I think this is a half truth, right? If $50 is going to find teams in future project, like fund teams in future projects. Here's the thing. These studios have millions upon millions upon, if not, some of them have billions of dollars, right? Be more fiscally responsible. Don't have all the money paid up at the top. Pay some of your workers, right? Pay your workers, pay your writers, pay whatever. Like, give them incentive to make even better stories. And part of what makes things good is the risk involved. Like, look at the story with Nike, like the risk of that and getting Jordan. Like, just freaking, you know. But anyways, yep. Sorry, you had Nate's up, right?
Yeah. I mean, the movies back in the 90s and 2000s, I mean, they just don't make them like they used to. They don't. I mean, yeah. And some of those have some of the highest ratings from critic and viewer base.
Yeah.
That still holds strong today. And most of the movies that come out now, it's like 1 out of 10. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why, what was a Netflix show that with the D&D, like Stranger Things did so well. Because it had such a cool story. It was like old school, like storytelling, and it just hit. It just hit. It's like your daughter said the other day, Prime, about the 80s.
Yes. She said, I wish I lived in the 80s because I think it was the music and the clothing were so much better back then. I'm like, yes. Yes. My 12-year-old is thinking outside the box.
Yeah, like just more personality, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was an era... You know, there wasn't a whole lot going on politically that was like thrown in our face, and we were good in financially in the world. But man, the consumerism that was out there was top notch, from music,
yeah,
movies, clothing, toys. I mean, it was like, it was a shiz, man.
It was just, it was fun. It was a fun
time.
Fun.
It was fun. And everyone had fun.
Speaking of, I'm gonna blow this up. It was on. We got to get make sure we show the handle here, guys, that are watching the podcast live. If you're listening, it's what is it? America Memed is the Twitter. So go check it out.
Yes, full screen that boy.
This was absolutely hilarious. It's Choose Your Fighter and like
Choose Your Fighter.
Look at this guy. Biden. Beyonce. Like, this is this AI? Brooklyn.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal, dude.
Ronaldo.
Oh, my gosh. Keem James. He's even got the headband. The Hulk is up.
G-Pink. Oprah. Einstein. Kim Jong-un.
This is, like,
Jackie Chan.
So good, bro.
Hillary.
Uh-huh.
Putin. Musk.
They had Hawking in here? Oh my, Mother Teresa! Snoop Dogg! Shaquille O'Neal? Are you serious? These are so well done too, guys.
Washington. Chef Ramsay.
Chef Ramsay? Oh my gosh.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Elizabeth II. Fury.
She had like a lightsaber, dude.
Got it.
Gandhi.
Oppenheimer.
That's pretty legit, Dark man. Darn Biden. I see. They had Ice Cream Biden on there too, man. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I saw that, man. That was hilarious.
That, oh my god. I'm gonna put the link for you guys. Here, let me stop it real quick. I'm gonna put the link in there for you guys that want a link to that because it's just my gosh, it was so good. So good.
I gotta ask you, who would you choose as your fighter and what would their finishing move be?
Oh, dude.
I already have
needs
my
to be a, needs to be a real thing. Best video ever is what Bomber said. This is gonna sound really, really bad. I'm gonna say Here, hold on. I think I'm going to go with ice cream, icy Biden. Oh my God. And his finishing move is going to be like, he licks the skin off of you.
He sniffs the skin off you. So mine's a little less controversial.
Yeah.
Mine was George Washington and his finishing move, and he calls an eagle that comes and rips your head off. Then he puts the American American flag through your body.
Oh my gosh, dude.
But I think you just outdid me though.
I told you it was gonna be bad, man. I told you it was gonna be bad.
Hillary Senator. She makes a phone call.
Yeah.
Boston, Betty White.
Betty White. Where's Betty White? I'm gonna die over here. The dab. Yeah, exactly. She shoots like lasers out of her hands when she dabs or something. That would be hilarious. Or kills you with kindness. She says like some kind of line and it's like, bless your heart, and then your heart just explodes or something, you know. Those would be amazing finishers, I know, right? It would just be hilarious, man. Oh my gosh. Yeah, go guys, seriously, go check out that video. It was hilarious. And what was even funnier is some of these comments. Like, some of these comments were hilarious, man. It's just like, I can't Shaq with the burger. where's the man for X? Where's he at? He wasn't in that either, was he?
Elon? Let's see here.
Was Elon in there?
He's in there.
Oh, okay, I didn't see it then. Let's see.
It was Ronaldo. Cool. It was impressive, though. Michael Jordan, man? Where's Michael Jordan?
Dude, yeah, no. Why'd you have LeBron? Zuck's like the Hulk. That's hilarious. No,
he's an alien. Don't you get it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see. Himself. Oh, my gosh, dude. There he is. Yeah. Musk. He's like a – he looks like a cross between Iron Man. He looks like – what's his name from Black Adam?
Kryptonian.
Yeah, Kryptonian, yeah. That's hilarious, though, guys. Like, I had to show you guys and tell everyone on the podcast, go watch it and listen to it, because it was just – oh, man, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Woo, prime time. So the games we're looking forward to, we're definitely not spending $50 on Red Dead 2.
No.
I got to ask this for everyone that's listening on the podcast. I'm going to put a poll on Spotify so you guys can ask. So as you guys know, we do live stream now on Kick. Should I spend that time grinding on Apex ranked or grinding in COD, just multiplayer and like going after camos and things like that?
What's option C?
What's option Starfield?
Well, you can do A or B, but when Starfield drops, I mean, like,
you know, it's going to be Starfield.
Is any game going to exist for a few weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. This is so good, man. So good.
I mean, I think based on recent interactions, it seems like Apex is going to get a little more enjoyable as the ultra hardcores get up there. So I could see you jump into that. But COD is fun too, bro.
I hope so, man. It's just...
Oh, when's COD 3 dropping?
It's soon. They have a trailer coming out this month. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's coming out.
Yes, 90-day turn base. Let's go.
No, we are not coming in here with turn base games. I'm sorry. I love Baldur's Gate, but
that was my last regret in games. Was I was so pumped for Midnight Suns, the Marvel game. Oh man, I got into it. I put maybe 14 hours into it total, and I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. Each match was so slow. I nodded off a few times. I'm like, I'm nodding off on a game I wanted to play so bad. I need to get a refund. But I missed it by a day on the deadline. So I got stuck with the premium edition, collector's edition of a game I have never touched again.
Well, I think my son could play that now because he's got the new Xbox. So
you're welcome.
Yeah. He may not like it because it'll be too slow. He's a lot like me.
Well, dude. We don't game share anymore, so.
Oh, that's true. I do have to brag on Mini Mule number two, though, because all you guys on Kick have been amazing. Y'all helped him get a new Xbox because he was playing on my old Xbox. And so we got him the Xbox Series S. And he downloaded Apex and has been playing Apex. The dude is like, because he's been playing almost exclusively Titanfall 2 multiplayer. Like, he is a fast-paced Leroy Jenkins multiplayer player. I mean, you've seen him prime when he plays Fortnite with your son. Like, he's
good.
And he's playing on the Switch and he's beating people on console, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh. But,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, his second game in Apex, he wins. Then he wins his next game in Apex. And then I come back in, like, I don't know, maybe a half hour later or, like, an hour later. He's like, yeah, I've gotten 4 dubs so far. And I'm like, who is this kid? So, yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I took my son to Cidercade, which is, like, a sort of a arcade mixed with a brewery here in Houston. Yeah. And I introduced my son to the Marvel versus fighting games, the classic ones.
Ooh.
Spider-Man, yes. Magneto, Iron Man.
Yes.
Dude, he whooped me 9 of 10 games. Granted, he was spamming Iron Man's cheesy moves the whole time, but I could not beat the kid. I'm like, what? He's like, I love this game. He's like, so do I. And you're whooping my butt, dude.
Yeah, don't get him to play Smash Bros. Then.
Oh, he will. Well, I played a couple years ago. I'll be whooping them pretty hard, but this is different, man. He's like,
dang,
he's a new kid now, and he was loving it. And I was like, I'm not getting upset. I'm not getting upset. He's just good.
Yeah. Maybe one day it'll be like the Prime and the Mules getting together and winning like Fortnite championships tournaments or something. I don't know.
And they're going to
be sweaty. They're going to be sweaty. By the way, guys, I've almost finished this Guinness, and it is delish. I got to say, I've really enjoyed it.
Welcome to the new level, Mule. I'm proud of you.
I was so scared to try stouts, man, but I did it.
It's not an everyday drink. It's not a drink, not a beverage you drink in the heat ever, but it's good.
I think I could really drink like a Guinness. Like, I mean, this is a pretty good size Guinness. This is what, almost 15 fluid ounces.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really good with like a steak or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's a very good pairing, by the way.
Yeah. It would be like really, really good. Like, or like something, a really hearty, like chicken fried steak or something like that, you know? Like that would be like, ooh, good, good. Well, I didn't have anything else to talk about tonight.
I'm pretty good too, bro. Solid.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're solid. But you know what's even more solid? Guinness.
These nuts? I mean,
these nuts. Yeah, really, really, really good. Well, guys, thanks for watching us live on the podcast. If you're not watching us live and you're listening to the audio version, we really do appreciate you guys. Make sure that you subscribe to our audio channels and things like that so you can know every time we do an episode, because sometimes it's bi-weekly, sometimes it's once a month. It just really depends. But make sure to jump in the Discord to stay up to date on everything. But we appreciate you guys. Primetime, always fun, bro.
Man, I love
always fun. I love your face. Hey, look at us.
Who would have thought?
Exactly. Guys, we appreciate it. And remember, when in doubt, blow it up! Amateur Irishman, top of the morning to you.
Hey.